stand to your feet, please. Everyone stand to your feet. Let's start this thing out right and get it done. We're talking about coming to the table in leadership. There is no leadership without action. You've got to be able to take action, and you have to know that you know that you know that you know that you know who you are. Look at the person next to you and say, do you really know who you are? Okay, so just in case you really don't know who you are, you can put my slides up. Just in case you really don't know who you are, let's start out with an affirmation so that you can declare this thing in beyond your mind. Go beyond your, because sometimes your mind will mess with you. Has anyone had that experience? Yes, right? Sometimes you got to go beyond your mind to your heart. Sometimes your heart will mess with you because you got your feelings hurt. Have you ever had that experience? Oh, yes. So you have to move it all the way down from your mind to your heart, all the way down into your soul, your spirit, where God lives in you to really know who you are. Are you ready? Are you sure? Okay, put your hand on your heart and please repeat after me. Say it loud and say it proud. When I was born. Oh, you can do better than that, crowd. I know you have visitors, but you need to show your visitors that you know how to do this thing. Huh? Yes? Ready? When I was born. I was born valuable. When I was born. I was born important. When I was born, I was born lovable. And when I was born, I was born powerful. And no matter what anyone has said about me, no matter what anyone has done to me, no matter what I've said about myself.
No matter what I said about myself.
No matter what I have done to myself. I'm still valuable. I'm still important. I'm still lovable. And I'm still extremely powerful. And when God made me, He made me a powerful leader. And nobody, now say it like you mean it, and nobody, and nothing. Now, you know I do have an earned PhD from the University of Minnesota, but I want you to say it like you really mean, like nothing, like with a little attitude in it, like nothing will ever change that. Now, I want you to give the leader next to you a high five on both sides and say, you were born to lead. All right, and go ahead and have a seat. All right, go ahead and have a seat. I just wanted to make sure that you knew who you were. In this conversation about leadership, every one of you is a leader. You were born to lead. If you weren't born to lead, you would not have shown up in this earth. Why? Because we are a people that God has called to this time. This time like never before, this world like never before needs your leadership. This world needs you to step up into whatever space that you may be in. If you're going into engineering, step up in engineering. If you're going into psychology, step up there. If you're going to education, step up there. If you're going to be a heart surgeon, my God, before you go into that surgery room, you say, in the name of Jesus, bless these hands to recover life and bring someone back to life. Why? Because you were born to lead. That's what this thing is really all about. And what I want you to do, my crown students, and by the way, I do love you. You know that, right? Even those of you who I'm just meeting for the first time, I love you. You know why? Because God loves me. And He told me to love myself and love my neighbors. So as a leader, you were born to lead with a heart of love, a heart of compassion. How can you call someone to the table as a leader if they don't think that you love them, that you care about them, that you authentically believe in who they are and who they were made to be? Now, let's get this straight. There are two forms of leadership. Come on up. My leader and who I so respect and love is Dr. Joel. Come on up. There's two forms of leadership. I want to show this to you very quickly. All right? There is positional leadership and there is personal leadership. Our conversation today is about personal leadership. Why? Watch this very carefully. As a personal leader, you have right? You as a personal leader, you have no position. No position. No title. You simply know in your heart of hearts, this is who God has called you to be. Let me tell you, before I had a PhD, I was a leader. When I was on welfare, I was a leader. When I was homeless, I was a leader. You see what I'm saying to you? Leadership has nothing to do. Your personal leadership has nothing to do with your stuff or who your family is or how you look or what your color is or what your situation is. Nothing to do with that. The fact is that Pastor Joel, Dr. Joel, before he was Dr. Joel, before he was Pastor Joel, before he had any position whatsoever, he was a personal leader just by himself. And then guess what? He worked hard. And here's the beautiful thing about personal leadership. When you exercise your personal leadership and you become excellent, what happens is you begin to attract positional leadership. So someone will call you and say, hey, you're a Crown graduate. Oh my goodness, you've done a great job at Crown. You've been involved. You've been an RA. You've been with the student council. You've been in sports. You've been in chapel. You've shown yourself to be a leader. And now guess what I want to do? I want to put now and provide you with a position of leadership. Now, when you get the position of leadership, whatever that may be, never forget, the position does not make you who you are. You were a powerful leader before you ever got the position. How many seniors do I have in here? Seniors, where are you? Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, seniors, a little leadership tip. When you go to your first job interview on the outside and you are going to the job interview, the most important person you will talk to is the front desk person. When you walk into that organization, that company, be sure that you show amazing, authentic, caring leadership to the front desk person. You go in there. You are courteous to him or her. You show that you care about them. And let me just tell you, that front desk person, maybe the first person you see in the company is the janitor. Let me tell you, you treat that janitor just like you would treat the CEO. Why? Because without the position, the CEO is just like anybody else. Right? You make the position. The position doesn't make you. Look at the person next to you and say, I think she's talking to me. Okay? And give your president a hand for helping me out. Thank you so much. Let's go to the next slide. Keep moving. One of the great leaders of our time, this is Black History Month. For those of you who may not be from Minnesota or may not be from this country, this is Black History Month, and in Minnesota, it's very important to acknowledge the African-American leaders in this country who has made us who we are. And one of them who I admire is Dr. Martin Luther King, among many of them. But he said something very interesting. And he said this to the whole world. But it didn't come from him. It came from the Word of God. He said, to be a leader, one must become a servant first. To be a true great leader, one must become a true great servant. So if you come to the table for a position, or you come to the table for acknowledgement, or you come to the table because you want someone to know your name, let me tell you, those are not the correct leadership motives. And they will only get you in trouble sooner or later. Because we, as people, we can spot a fake leader. We can feel a fake leader. When you come to the table, you come with a heart to serve humanity, to serve your fellow students, to serve your staff, your professors. You come come to serve. Why is that? Because humanity is waiting on your leadership. Humanity is waiting for you to bring what God has given you in your heart, your soul, your spirit. Go to the next slide, please. Now, in leadership, one of the most important things you must do is to get over. Say, get over. You have to get over, and I'm not saying ignore it. Absolutely not. A leader must see you in your wholeness. I have to see you in your wholeness. Come here, sweetie. What's your name? Yeah, you. Uh-huh. Come on now. Hurry up here. You're a leader. What's your name?
Hannah.
Hannah, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right, Hannah. Hannah, what is your family's ethnicity? What's your ethnic background? Are you German? Are you Swedish? Are you Italian? What are you?
I'm Hispanic.
You're Hispanic. Okay, Hispanic. Well, that's a big word. Oh, no, stop. Stop, stop. Hispanic is a really broad term that was not created by Hispanic people. Mm-hmm. This is true. That's a whole other seminar, but we could do that one too.
So,
you're Mexican. Yes.
Yeah.
Were, are your family Mexicans?
My grandparents, yes.
Your grandparents are Mexicans?
Yes.
Yes. Is your mama and your daddy Mexican?
Born here, but yes.
Born here in this country, yes. Mexican, but Mexican.
Yes.
Okay. Is there at any point in your life where you cannot be Mexican?
Nope.
Why?
Because it's in my blood.
It's in your blood. It's your DNA. That's how God made you. Do you think that God made you as a leader who is a Mexican leader for this world because he needed a pretty Mexican born-again believer, Hannah, in this world to do something?
Yes?
Yes? Is this true?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I'm not Mexican. Do you know that? I'm African Caribbean. Can you tell? Dude, you know what? My people are too. It's true. Like, my mother is like from the Bahamas and my people are African. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. These are little puggy nose here. Mm-hmm. It's going to be puggy all my life. It's true. This is just who God made me to be. But I need to be this to deliver something to the world. Now, here's the mistake that we make, Hannah. Let's go like this right here. Because there's two parts of us. As a leader, there's two parts of you. There's this physical self you, right? Which I can see. I can see this, I can see that, I can see, right? But then there's this part of you, this invisible self you, that I cannot see. But as a believer, I know what's operating in you. It's your ba, it's your soul, it's your spirit. It's where God lives in you. So what I have to do, Hannah, as a leader, is I have to acknowledge who you are. Ethnically acknowledge who you are, but I can't stop there, and I can't allow that to keep me from really connecting to who you really are in your soul, your spirit, which is this amazing leader that God has put on this earth. Yes? So what I have to do is acknowledge you, but quickly get over your package so I can get to who you are. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah? So just say, Dr. Vernon, get over my package. Just say it. That's good. That's good. All right. So you practice, because here's what's going on in our world. We're allowing people's packages to keep us from doing the work God has for us to do. Let me tell you, the reason why we're different ethnicities and different cultures is because God is extraordinary and extravagant. He likes us this way. So you don't stop at someone's package because of some of the junk some of the people in your life told you about those people in those packages. Refuse to allow yourself to be in that place. You step into the place and you connect with who they are as a whole leader. Yes? Let's practice. Look at the person next to you and say, get over my package and get to me. Thank you. Give Hannah a hand. Next slide. It was Maya Angelou who said, I don't care how much you know until I know how much you care. Ooh, this is so important. This is so incredibly important. Why is that? Right? Why is that? You know what God told us in His Word? God told us in His Word, Matthew 28, He said, go into all the world. Go into all the world. I've already given you leadership. And I want you to go to the world and spread my love. I want you to go to the world and tell them about Jesus. I want you to go to the world and tell them that Jesus says that God loves them. Go. You don't have to wait for somebody to send you. You've already been sent. Now let me just tell you a tip, a leadership tip. Nobody cares if you love Jesus if you don't love them. Let me say this again. Nobody cares if you say you love Jesus, but you don't love the person in front of you. That is called leadership hypocrisy. Huh? And God hates it. Do you know why? God tells us three things. In Psalms 139, He told us that we, when He made us, when God finished making us, God said, wow. He said, awesome. Right? My oldest son is now 26. He's a skateboard, right? And they said things like, sick. Right? Which means like, woo. When God finished with you, He said, amazing. I have just created another amazing human being. And with this human being, I have made them fearfully and wonderfully. And my work is marvelous, extraordinary work. Now you have to know that when you meet another human being, that when you treat them with care, now they can listen. You love them first, and then they will listen to you. Let me go to my next slide. So who are you in Christ? Who are you as a leader? We started out with this. This is my son, Cornelius, right? And some of you know his story. When he was born, he almost died several times. They said he would never walk, talk, be okay, blah, 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 blah. But I knew God told me something else about him. And today he's going to turn 18 years old in 2 weeks, and he is doing just fine. But this little person was born with all of this, and so were you. Go to my next slide. Now, as a leader, you must determine how you're going to use all of this power that you have, all of this leadership that you have. And many years ago, God gave me a little book. I call it the little purple book that did. And I was in church, in the back of church. I just finished my PhD. I was tired. I didn't feel like writing, and God told me, in my church, sitting in the back of the church, Verna Cornelia, write a book. And I had sense enough to say yes. Some of you, as leaders, God has told you to do something, and you're too busy trying to think about it and analyze it and wonder, like, do I have the skills? God don't care about that stuff. If He told you to do it, He's going to give you everything you need to make it happen. Huh? That's how this thing works. So He said to me, Verna Cornelia, write a book. I said, yes, Lord. And then He said to me, I want you to tell the world that they were powerful. I made them powerful people. And as powerful people, powerful leaders, you're going to use your leadership in one of four ways: to become a powerful adder, a powerful subtractor, a powerful multiplier, or a powerful divider. What I want you to tell the whole world, Verna Cornelia, is that I designed you as a leader to be a powerful adder. So here is my challenge to you. When you come to the table, go to my final slide. When you come to the table, my challenge to you is, which leader will you be? Which leader will you be? Are you going to be a leader who is adding to the situation? You see the vision. You believe in the vision. You see and you authentically care about the people in front of you. You're motivated not by what you're going to get out of it, but by what you can do and how you can serve. Which leader will you be, young people? Or are you going to be a subtractor? This world is full of subtractor leaders. It's all about them. It's all about the dollar. Right? It's all about greed and how much I can get and how much I can make and da-da-da. And don't act like it don't happen in churches either. Like, who's going to be the pastor? Who's going to be assistant pastor? Who's going to be the youth pastor? Oh, how come I'm not assistant pastor? How come I'm a youth pastor? Blah-da-da-da-da-da-da. Positional junk is what it's called. And God hates it. Why? He wants you in your heart to say to him, I am ready to lead. Wherever you send me, I'm ready to lead. You told me to go, and that's where I'm going to go. I'm going to go exactly where you sent me. And then I'm going to do exactly what you told me to do, which is what? Make disciples. And you cannot make disciples if you don't know how to lead. Why? Here's the final core principle for you. Everyone is looking for a leader. Everyone. Everyone. And why not you? Why not you be that leader who's the adder, who's bringing amazing things to the table because God has put amazing things in you? Who will you be as leaders? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Turn my mic back on. Thank you. Okay, we finished with an affirmation. Let's close with an affirmation. Leadership affirmation on your feet. This is another one. You ready? Are you ready? This is called This Is My Life. Put your hand on your heart. Say it after me and say it loud and say it proud. This is my life.
This is my life.
And I get to change it.
When I want to,
how I want to,
if I want to,
because God gave me this life.
And that makes me
very valuable, very important, very lovable, and a powerful leader in this world. And today, I make a commitment right here. Right now, to step into my leadership. Take a step. Take a step, Crown. Take a step. Step into your leadership. Excellent. Now I'm finished. Thank you.